So we started already the
halachas of what to do when you have an aveda that we have to return. Just to briefly review the types of avedas that we do not have to return. Right? We started the series with five cases of avedas we do not have to return. Right? First is something's been there for a long time. The owners obviously gave up hope of ever recovering it. Then we talked about something that was zuto shoyam, swept out into sea, where the there's a concept that the owners lose ownership of it. We spoke about something that's lost in Mandom and Mall, a place where there's Rav Akum, where besides the owner being Miyayish, if he's a Jew, it's a good chance that it didn't belong to a Jew to start with. And then we spoke about things that don't have a simon, even if it's in a Jewish neighborhood, you don't have to return, as long as you picked it up after the owner had been Miyayish. And the last one we spoke about was if someone puts something in his garbage to take out, so then you can assume that's an aveda midas, and he doesn't mind if you take it. Then we spoke about five cases where you can't keep it, but you don't have to return it. The first was this braisa that had three cases. The first was something that's beneath your dignity, zokin shela v'tavaro, it's beneath your dignity to take it. We spoke about clothes that were so messy that you wouldn't want to touch them. It'd be beneath your dignity to be seen carrying such messy clothes. Now we spoke about something that is usher for you to do. Bryce's case was a Kohen going into a cemetery. We spoke about a case of something that's mukzah on Shabbos that you're not allowed to handle. And the other case that Bryce said was if it would cost you money, so it would cost you financial loss to return this object, so then you have a tour also. And then there were two other cases. Now this is by the rights of it's not a Shabbat Suta. He said according to some posts can be allowed to keep it, but others say it just means that you can leave it there, you don't have to return it. And the next one.
Ask for the owner to own it.
Right. Then we spoke about if it's something that the owner should not own. Right, so we talked about trafe, keep returning something trafe to some good Jew. Shotness to someone that shouldn't have it, so then there'd be a tour of like not returning a wild cat. That was the Gemara's case. And then we said this whole discussion only talked about things that were really dropped. If the owner left it there purposely, we talked about something that's left on a sitter's left on a water fountain outside a bathroom, so that's not an aveda to start with. Even if it has a simon, if it's a place where it's all Jews, you still wouldn't take it, that's not an aveda. So right now, we were talking about an item that's not any of those 10 cases, something that was definitely lost, it was dropped, it wasn't placed down, it wasn't a hinuach, and you found it. So we spoke the last couple of times that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to announce it, to demachris it, announce it in the shuls, the neighborhood where you find it, and if someone fails to do it, he's mitzvah the mitzvah say d'oraisa, but we said he's not chayiv, he's not liable to any monetary compensation if the owner one day finds out that because of you not retrieving that object it got lost. So even if you're a poshe, even though you were negligent, you are not responsible yet until you actually pick it up. So tonight we're going to talk about what happens once you picked it up. Now you have it in your house, you've announced it, you're in the middle of announcing it, and you have it in your possession now. What do you have to do with it? And the topic that we announced was, this is something that people had asked along the way, can you give it to the police and they have a lost and found department? Can you give it if it's in a, you know, you're in a chasana and it's everyone is Jewish there and it certainly was and has a simon, you found some money in an envelope that has a simon, or a piece of jewelry that has initials on it. So you find something that has a simon that was lost by a Jew, and they were not miyayish on it, and it's more than a shavar pruta, and it's not also for them to own. All it is, it's not also for you to give it to them, and it's not beneath your dignity to take it. All these things you picked it up, and you don't want to deal with it so much. You say, "Can you give it to the band and say, look, I found this object. Please announce it. And you wash your hands of it. Let them take care of it. Or can you give it to the lost and found of the hotel? Or do you have to personally take care of it, take it home, and work with it yourself?" Like that's the next step.
This is before you pick it up.
Before you pick it up.
I see the camera over here. Now I don't have to pick it up.
Why not? If it's something that has a simon and it's an aveda, then you have a mitzvah saseh, a mitzvah lo saseh.
Let's say I'm David Amos away. I don't know. It has a simon.
Yeah, if you see it, you have to pick it up. That's a mitzvah saseh. We're talking about when you picked it up already, can you give it to someone else to take care of? Do you have a way of washing your hands of it once you've picked it up? And what are your responsibilities once you have picked it up? That's the topic.
What are you?
Okay, so we know the. We'll start step by step. It's a few steps, but we'll start with the fact that we've spoken that if you take an aveda, you become a shomer. When you become a shomer, once you have an aveda. Now what? What are you supposed to do with it? When you have this aveda, what are you supposed to do with it? So there's a Mishnah about Metziah, Chavtes on the days, that says what you're supposed to do with an aveda. And after we do that, we'll see what type of shomer you could be. So it says, if you're Matzah Sfarim, if you found books, and the books in those days are like a Sefer Torah, like a scroll, Kari Bohen Echel L'Shalashim Yom, you should read it every 30 days, because if you just leave it there, it gets decayed, it's all rolled on itself. If you don't air it out every 30 days, it'll get ruined. V'meinu yodei likros, if you don't know how to read, so then go and roll it just from beginning to end without reading it. Just make sure you take care of it, because that's one of your responsibilities as a shomer aveda, is to make sure the aveda is in good shape when the owner comes to claim it. Avol lo yumad ben bachila, you're not allowed to learn from it something that you've never learned before, because then you might damage it by learning something, you'll keep it open too long. No one else should read with you, because you want to go this direction, you want to go that direction, and they fall in opposite directions, and it tears. So that's what happens if you find a book. So if you found a garment, you should shake it out every 30 days. You spread it out to air it out whenever you need to. But if you have a fancy guest coming and you want to show your linens that you own, which you don't really own, that you found, so you're not allowed to spread it out for your own covet. If it's a silver or copper utensils, you could use them for their needs to make sure they stay in good shape, but you can't wear them out. If it's gold or glass utensils, then they don't need to be cared for, so just don't touch them at all until Elio comes and tells you the owner is, or until the owner comes. So that is responsibilities that we have. The bottom line is, you know, these items don't actually apply nowadays in exactly the way it is. We have bound books that are, you know, clothes, maybe you don't have to spread them out, but the halacha is that you have to take care of whatever aveda you found to make sure it's in good shape when the owner returns. And that's a halacha of that's part of a hashevos. That's part of the mitzvah of returning aveda. Part of the mitzvah in returning an aveda is making sure that it's in good shape, so that when the owner comes to claim it, he'll receive his aveda the way he lost it. Like that's halacha. Now, it's important to note that this isn't the halacha of shmira. And it's not that you're. What happens if you don't do that? What happens if you have this sefer Torah and you don't air it out like you're supposed to, and because of that it gets ruined? Well, you were posheya, you were negligent, and because of that it got ruined. Right, so pashas, you would say, well, you're negligent, and any type of shomer, even if you're not getting paid, you're liable for negligence. So over here you are negligent, so you should have to pay. But the answer is you're not, because over here the obligation to roll it out, to take care of it, spread it out, that's not an obligation as being a shomer. That's an obligation in Hashavas Aveda. But that's an obligation that you have to return an aveda. So just like we said, that if you see an aveda out in the street, out in the parking lot, and it's a Jewish parking lot, and you have to return it, and you see a pint of ice cream out over there, and it's 90 degrees outside, and you go inside to daven, and you don't tell the owner about it, you don't announce it, and he comes out, it's all melted. So you were negligent in not telling the owner about it, but you're not chayav to pay anything, because you just failed to do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. But you didn't become a shomer yet. You're not monetarily responsible at that point. You have a mitzvah, a deraisa, and you violated a mitzvah daraisa, a mitzvah sase, a mitzvah lo sase, by not telling it, but you don't have any fiscal responsibility at that point. So same thing, that from the speak out, even when you took it into your house, and now you are a shomer, your responsibilities as a shomer only apply to negligence that any shomer would be responsible for. Like if you found an animal, and you put it in the yard, and you left the door open, and because of that it ran away, so that's negligence. A shomer chino would be chayiv for such negligence, so you're chayiv for such negligence if you are watching an avega. But if it's something that you normally wouldn't have to do, like keep on rolling it out to stop it from getting ruined, these types of items that if someone gives you a sefer to watch, unless he tells you he won't, that you're supposed to roll it out, you don't have to. So same thing over here. You do have to, but that's a mitzvah hashavas aveda. That's a mitzvah to prevent someone's property from getting ruined. If you fail to do that, you won't be monetarily liable. You'll have violated a mitzvah daraisa, returning an aveda, but you won't be monetarily responsible. Right? That's important to know. Okay, so what are you chaya for when you're watching the aveda? How far does your responsibility go monetarily?
Parenthetical question for the Shomer Chino with the book. So he's only mechuyev to roll the book and care for it that way if the Baal tells him to.
Well, he might, if the Baal doesn't come back in time, so then he has the mitzvah as a shomer aveda to do, as a hashavas aveda to do it, but not as a shomer.
I'm not talking about
hashavas aveda
now.
No, I'm saying that's hashavas aveda also to prevent that person from losing money. Like we spoke about, like the chametz before Pesach.
Uh-huh.
Right? The chametz before Pesach. So, well, I think we'll speak about it again next week. But you have a responsibility if the owner doesn't come to. He told you to watch my chametz on Pesach. Watch my chametz a month ago. Gives you a lot of chametz, and then I'll be back in a couple weeks, and he doesn't show up. And here Pesach is coming. So the Mishnah says you have to sell it, otherwise he won't have anything. And we spoke out, the Mishnah Berurah ended up, not like the Mogen Avraham, but most poskim seem to say, and made a lot of sense, that if you fail to do that, you don't have to pay. You were negligent in not selling it, but your obligation to sell it was not an obligation of being a shomer. Your obligation was hashavas aveda. And if you fail to return an aveda, so you violated a mitzvah sase, mitzvah lo sase, but you're not financially responsible for it. You're only financially responsible if I charged you with watching my object and you were negligent in watching that object. Selling it is not watching it. That's just hashavas aveda, save me money, prevent me from losing money, so that you're not financially responsible if you fail to do that.
Clearly the Baal can't sell chametz whose location he doesn't know. I have a keg of beer,
right,
and it was stolen from me, and I don't know where it is now. Really, some wise guy hid it behind my house, and I don't know that. I can't sell it to a goy because I don't know where it is.
You were talking where he told you to watch it. He gave it to you to watch. That was one case. Okay, so back to the financial responsibility of a shomer aveda. How far does that go? Right? We just said certainly if the person who watches it is negligent, he leaves it outside in the so the animal could escape, or he takes the ice cream home. Right? He takes the ice cream and he's going to announce it that he found this case of ice cream and he has a simon and he's going to announce it, but he forgets to put it in the freezer. And because of that, it all gets melted, everyone. So then he was negligent. That's a shomer, even if he's a shomer chinam, even if you consider him a shomer chinam, any shomer is responsible for negligence. Right? That's once he takes it. So now he was negligent in the care of the object, and it got ruined. Because of his negligence, he's going to be chayiv. How about if it gets stolen, though? Right? He put it in the refrigerator, but he went away. He left his house, and someone broke into the house and stole his items and stole the aveda that he was watching. Is he responsible for that? And that, of course, will depend on whether he's called a shomer chinam. Is he called a free shomer, or is he called a shomer sacher? Is he called a paid watchman? If he's considered getting paid, if I pay someone to watch my articles, so then he's responsible if it gets stolen or lost, as well as if he's negligent. If I tell my friend, could you do me a favor and watch my car? I'm going out of town for a few days. Watch my dog. I'm going out of town for a few days. So then, if it gets stolen or lost, he's not responsible. He's only responsible if he was negligent. If he left the door open, then he's responsible. He left it out in the rain when he shouldn't, then he's responsible. But if it gets stolen, he's not responsible if he's a shomer chinam. So what's the din of a shomer aveda? Like we said, that someone's watching aveda is called a shomer. right, in addition to his mitzvah to try to return it, to return the Aveda. He's considered a shomer. So what is he responsible for? How far does his responsibility go? And that, of course, is the famous machlokas we spoke about last year. We'll see it again. The machlokas in Bava Kama and Vava Mavegs. Itmar, it was stated, shomer Aveda, someone is watching an Aveda. Right, it's in his house now. Right, he already took it in. It's not right. Once again, if he refuses to take it, he fails to take it. So he's not a shomer aveda. He's just negligent in fulfilling a mitzvah of Hashavas aveda, which doesn't make him financially responsible. But if he already took it home, he is now. It's in his possession. He made a kinyan on it to become a shomer, and now he's watching this aveda. So how far does his responsibility go? Rabba Amar Kishomer Chinam Tami. Rabba says he's a shomer chinam. He's an unpaid shomer. He's not getting paid. No one's paying him anything. So if anything happens to it, he'll be potter, unless he's negligent. Only if he's negligent as a poshei, if he's chayav for pshia, that's when he'll be chayav. Rav Yosef says Kishomer Sachar Tami. Rav Yosef says no, he's a shomer sachar. Why is he a shomer sachar according to Rav Yosef? So let's see, the Gemara speaks out. Rabba Amar Kishamachina Dami. Rabba says he's like a Shamachina because Mayana Kamatele. What benefits is he getting? He's not getting paid. He just has this, even who would probably have preferred not to have found this object. He's not gaining anything by it, so it's bad enough. He has it, so he has to return it, so he's only responsible for being negligent. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef says Kishamachina Dami. No, he's a Shamachina. He's considered a paid watchman. Why is that? Because we just learned in this first mission, the mission we first spoke about today, the mission of Matthew says that when you find an Aveda, you have certain responsibilities. You have to roll it out, you have to make sure it stays in good shape. You have responsibilities as a Meshiv Aveda to assure that this person's property remains in good shape. That's your responsibility. So you're busy doing this mitzvah of you're busy doing a mitzvah of helping return an aveda, and if at that time a poor person would knock on the door and ask you for some bread, you could say, look, I would like to help you, but I'm sorry, I'm doing another mitzvah now and I can't give you that. I can't give you the bread right now. I'm potter from giving you bread.
He doesn't have to daven, he doesn't have to win.
So that makes you feel good. That makes you feel good that when you have this aveda in the house, you're going to save yourself some money, maybe, because a poor person might come to the house and you won't have to pay him. You won't have to give him any money. So that hanah that you get is worth a shavar puta, and that's considered payment for your watching that aveda. Now, of course, Tosis points out this is only part of you actually doing something. Right? It doesn't mean that when you find an aveda, now you're parted from all mitzvahs until you find the owner, because you know you have an aveda up in your closet. But when you take it home, according to Rav Yosef, when you take it home, you know that there's going to be times that you're going to be doing things with it, and there's going to be, we are human, and you know, as much as we like giving tzedakah, we don't mind having an excuse not to once in a while. So that, having that excuse is enough to make us into a shomer sachar. And the bad news from that is that we'll now be responsible for any theft or loss to the object, because since we're getting paid, right, we're getting some benefit from this object. So because of that, we are not only liable for negligence, we're even liable for theft. And the post can point out, this is even if you say when you take the watch home that I hereby won't get any pleasure from it. I don't want to have any pleasure from it. I'll give the money even if I'm busy with it. It doesn't work. Built into the fact that you are going to be exempt from paying that honey, giving the honey money, that is something that gives that's worth something, and that makes you a shomer sachar. So that's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether when you're watching this aveda, you're a shomer sachar or a shomer chinam. Okay. So the Tzos points out that it's as we spoke about last year, that why do you have to say that because I'm getting, the money's going to come and I'm going to save money, that I'm going, so that makes me a shomer sachar, say better. The fact that I'm getting schar for doing the mitzvah shomer sachar, that gives me benefit, and because of that I should be a shomer sachar, even if there be no such halacha that I won't have to give the ani money. when he comes and knocking the door. It's, let's say the fact that I'm getting schar and olam haba because I'm doing this mitzvah, that should make me a shomer sachar. So that's so that he points out is that you don't say that you become a shomer sachar from doing a mitzvah. But remember, we spoke last year about if you lend someone to say for Torah, whether that because he's you're getting benefit, that makes you a shomer sachar there. So we say mitzvahs lav lahen is nidnu. Mitzvahs were not given to have for financial benefit, and the fact that we get some spiritual reward in the future, that doesn't make us a shomer sachar at this point. The shomer is to become a shomer sachar. It has to be that you're getting a financial benefit, and that financial benefit is the money that you're going to save from giving the poor person tzedakah when he comes to the door while you're working with the object. And since we have this machlokis in the Gemara, how do we paskin? So it's a machlokis paskin. The Shulchan Aruch says, Simon Reish Samach Zayin to Zayin, on the other side of the handout, Kulzman Shaveda Etzlo. As long as you have the Aveda, him Nigneva or Avda, if it was stolen or lost, Chayabach Yosak in Shamar Sachar, you are responsible for any loss as if you were a Shamar Sachar because of this benefit that you get. The Ramah says, V'yei Shamrim, the Shamar Veda, Einar al Shamar Chinam. The Ramah argues, he says, some say the Shamar Veda is only a Shamar Chinam. Now, what do we do, Lamaisa? So the Smas. So first of all, why is it that he holds he's only Shamar Chinam? Why does he disagree with Rabbi Yosef? The Shach points out because it's unlikely that you're going to be rolling that safer exactly the moment that the ani comes. So that's not a common enough possibility. It's not a frequent enough possibility to say that occurrence to say that you're going to be gaining something financially from that. So that's the noise of Rabbi Yosef. Well, it is. If it happened and that makes you feel like you're getting paid, the Rabbah and the Shach and the Ramah, the Shach Kislein, the Ramah says that it's not such a likely possibility, so you don't become a Shomer Sofer for that. Now, what Lamaisa do we do? The Sma and the Shach both say, what's a Sofek? There's no way to pass it, it's a Sofek of the Dinah. And whenever you have a Sofek, so the Aloch is Hamasi Mechaveru Olavarai, the burden of proof is upon the person trying to exact the money from the other person. If I'm holding the money, if I'm Muchsak, so then I win. In other words, if I was watching the Aveda, I was watching the Aveda and it got stolen. I was watching someone's Sefer Torah. I found a Sefer Torah with a Siman on it. I found a watch with a Siman on it. I found money from certain denominations put together in a way that there's a Siman on them. And I'm announced that I'm waiting for that person to come claim it. And I have the announcements all over the shuls. And in the meantime, I went to shul, I went away, and someone stole it from my house. And then the owner shows up and says, "That's I lost the watch, and this is the siman," and he proves that it's his watch. So, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you'd have to pay him. According to the Ramah, you don't have to pay. According to the Yeshua, the Ramah says, you don't have to pay him. And since it's a suffix, so Allah says, you don't have to pay unless you don't have to pay because we don't know how to paskin. If for some reason he has money of yours, or he takes money from you, and he grabs money, he's smart, he grabs the money from you, so then he says, look, I owe that you owe me money, and he grabs the money, so then he has the money, and you have to prove that you don't have to pay because you have to go to the Yerushalayim Rechim, which you can't, it's a machlokas. So this machlokas Abaya and Rab is a machlokas, Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, and it ends up being a sveika, the dinah, it's a suffix, so we cannot force you to pay. Why does holding money wait? Why does it just well, if it got stolen, so you're not chayiv to pay because you might be a shomer chinam. If you were a shomer,
and you're waiting around.
Yeah, so then if he shows up, so then you'll have to pay him. If he never shows up, so then you don't have to do anything. No, you just you can have it ready in case he comes. You'll be responsible like any case of a shomer. Now, the bad news in this is, I don't know if it's good news or bad news, the other news is that since it's a sachar, you have to watch it as if you're a shomer sachar. Because you don't know what you are. When you found this aveda, now if it gets stolen, so that, okay, you don't have to pay. But you should guard it as if you're a shomer sachar because you might be a shomer sachar. We don't know what you are. He can't force you to pay, but if you are a shomer sachar, you should give extra care to it. It's not like you don't say, well, I'm doing him a favor, I don't have to watch it so well, I just have to watch it from Mashiach. No, you should watch it better than your own property. Your own property, you might leave your door open sometimes and, take your car from the mechanic and I'll be there in an hour, just leave the key under the mat. You'll do that, but if it's his car that you're watching, so then you can't do that. Right? You take more chances with your own property than with someone else's property. So that's something to be careful about. Now, when we learned the halachas of shomer, we learned that a shomer is not allowed to give the object to another shomer. Shomer shemosel a shomer is chayiv. If you gave me something to watch, certainly if you gave me something to borrow, I'm not allowed to give it to another person, because he could say, look, I gave it to you, I know you, I don't know that other person, even if the other person is a gadol hadar, you can't give it to him, unless you know it's someone that he always gives things to. I went through these halachas last year. But you can't give it to someone else. How about if you're watching an aveda? If you're watching an aveda for someone, right, you found an aveda, can you give it to someone else?
It would seem like the reason disappears. Because in the first case, he says, I gave it to you because I trust you. He doesn't know you have it, he never gives you.
Right, so the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Baal HaTanya, says like you're saying. He says that this whole prohibition that if you're watching something for someone that you can't give it to another person, that's because of this reason, that because I gave it to you, I trust you, and I don't trust this other person. But over here, this person who lost the object doesn't even know that you have it in the first place. But he doesn't know you have it in the first place. So how can you say that, well, I can't give it to someone else? And his lashon is, you only became a shomer through the mitzvah of Hashem. Any mitzvah that you do, you can have a shliach do the mitzvah for you. I have a mitzvah to watch this aveda, so I'll let this other person be my shliach, he'll be my agent to do the mitzvah for me. I'm only a shomer because Hashem told me to do it. Once Hashem tells me to do it, it's a mitzvah. And the halacha is, I can always make a shliach to do a mitzvah for me. The Ben Ish Chai agrees with the Shulchan Aruch Rav. He's on his own. He just says that the prohibition to give an object, a shomer to give an object to another shomer, does not apply over here by an aveda, because that owner did not make you the shomer over here. However, right, you'll be responsible for it. Maybe not. If we're talking that because you're not considered negligent over here, the next person will probably be responsible.
So then he's not really your shliach.
I'll speak on it in a second. I'm not sure exactly what he means with that. But first to say that there seems to be a machlokes about this Svari Pasuk Torah Saveda. There's a Sifri that I have on the first side of the handout. And the Pasuk of Hashemah Saveda says, Safta al Tof Beisecha. Right? If you find someone's article laying in the street, bring it in to your house. So why does it say Beisecha? So the Sifri says, Beisecha, bring it to your house, below the Bayisecha, not to someone else's house. Now, what does the Sifri mean? So, the Malbim, the Netziv, the Chazon Yechezkel, and the Tosefta, they all say that means because Shomer, Shemaster, LeShomer is Chayiv. Malbim says, Lola Baisachar, Ki Shomer, Shemaster, LeShomer Chayiv. Don't put it in someone else's house, because if you put it in someone else's house, you're Chayiv. The Netziv says, Einu Roshoy LeMosel, LeShomer Ach, you're not allowed to give it to another Shomer. Shaina Rotsa Shiv is going to be a Rach. He doesn't want his Pikardin to be in someone else's hand. That's why I know Rosh Hashanah. What's the Svar over here? V'hachan nami here also b'shamer aveda ulay la mehem and Hashem l'avam kavishin. We don't know who the owner is, but the owner is, there is some owner here. Maybe the owner trusts you, but when you give it to someone else, the owner will not trust that other person. So, the Svar is not as clear as by a regular Shmira, where I gave it to you, but the Netziv is saying the same svara applies over here, that I have no right to give it to another person because the owner, whoever the owner is, might not trust that other person. What right do I have to give it to him? Right, that's the Sifri, and this Torah Saveda wants to say because of that he disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch Rav, or he wants to say that it's not close, and he says all these the Parshim are disagreeing, and he says Lamaitis, you're not allowed to give it to someone else because Shomer Shemosel Shomer is Chayiv. By the way, just to point out that itself is a machlokus. When we said Shomer Shemosel Shomer Chayiv, somehow that just means that you're Chayiv if you do it, but if you want to take the chance, you're allowed to. But others hold that that's not focus for onim. Whether that means it could be that means that you're not allowed to completely. So we seem to have a machlokas over here whether the rules of Shema Shemasa or the Shema apply to an Aveda. At least that's what Teres Aveda says. I wanted to say that maybe it's not such a machlokas, because maybe, first of all, it seems strange, like all of a sudden you have a Malbim and a Tziv and they're going against the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Ben Yishchai who are poskim, and these are Mepharshim, like, it would be a funny machlokas. And I was thinking, it could be that they're talking about different cases. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, he said this, sorry, is that I'm doing a mitzvah and I can make a shliach for me to do a mitzvah. So what am I doing? I'm saying, look, I found this object. You're in charge of the band here. I want you to be my shliach and help me return this aveda. We'll be in partners together. You become the new shomer aveda. But I want you to be a shomer aveda. And in that, we can say this far, that I have a mitzvah to do, and I can have a shliach do the mitzvah for me. It could be the Malbim, the Nesiv, and the Sifri, right? The basic one of the Sifri is talking where I found this Aveda, and I'm responsible to try to return it, and I have it in my house. And I go on a trip, and I ask someone, here, can you watch this for me? And you don't tell him it's an Aveda. He's just watching it as part of your property. So then the Pasuk saying, the Vesha, you have to make sure you're watching it as an Aveda. Don't put it in someone else's house, because then it'll be a the din of Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer. You're just making him a regular Shomer, and that you can't do. But if you make him into a Shomer Aveda, so he's doing the Mitzvah Shomer Aveda also. And just like if you're a Shomer Socher, he'll be a Shomer Socher. You won't be downgrading the Shmira either, because you both have that same Mitzvah. Lamais is the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Ben Yishchai, relies on them. They seem to be passing this lamaisa. The others are explaining the Sifri. The other issue is, even if Pshat in the Sifri is that you're not allowed to give it to the other person, who says we pass like the Sifri? The Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, they don't pass in it. So they might be saying Pshat in the Sifri that we don't pass in like. So it would seem that you'd have a good case to be patur if you gave it to another person, especially if you're telling him, this is an aveda I found, I'd like you to take care of it. Which leads us to the questions we're talking about. Can you give it to the police? Can you give it to the lost and found? Can you give it to different places where you don't want to have to handle it? Give it to them. They take their lost and found and give it to the leader of the band. So the poskim seem to agree that it'll depend on what type of treatment the aveda will have in the hands of the police or in the hands of the lost and found. Rosh Spitz says, apparently in Eretz Yisrael, I didn't have a chance, if anyone knows what the police do over here, but apparently in Eretz Yisrael, if you give something to police, they have a lost and found room where people turn in things, and if you come and say that I lost a watch, they say, okay, go in there and see if it's in there. Right? So that's not the rules of Hashavas Aveda, right? They're not keeping the rules of Hashavas Aveda, because maybe someone lost a watch and they see another one there, and they'll take it, the one that you found that belonged to someone else. So everyone seems to agree that if they don't keep the rules of Hashavas Aveda, like they'll just let anyone come in and inspect it, like it's going to do in Yeshiva. If they put everything out there and people don't see what's there, so
schools, they just
So they're the yeshivas founders, so they're putting it out like that. That's because they hold it's really helpful, and they're just giving everyone the chance. They put a sign up. Anything you leave here becomes their property, and they're giving everyone a last chance to claim it. But if that's what the police do when you hand something in that's a real aveda, so then you can't give it to them, because it could end up that you are responsible as a shomer to return it to the owner, and you're making it open to any crook to come in and claim it as his, and it won't get back to the real owner. So that everyone seems to agree. If they will be keeping the rules of Shmiras Aveda, I suppose they will keep the rules. The police will keep the rules of Shmiras Aveda. Now, if we're not in Eretz Yisrael and it's they're not right. If they're not Jews that know Torah Mitzvah, so it's hard to believe that they're going to be keeping the rules of Shmiras Aveda over here. So if it's in Chutz La'aretz, it would seem a hard case to have to give it to the police who don't even know the rules of Hashavas Aveda, and if they did, are they believed to implement them correctly? So that would seem a wrong thing to do in America, in Chutz La'aretz also. One last Ha'ara, this Hashavas Aveda Halacha, he wants to say that if you find something, it's a chiddush, he says, if you find something on a bus or in a taxi. He says, then you can give it to the lost and found. But even though the lost and found might not handle it properly, and you know who says that they know what to do, and who says that it'll end up in the right hands, but he says the chiddush that anyone going on a bus or a taxi has in mind that knows that if they lose it, if everything they lose is going to end up in the lost and found there. So you're going a die to the hachi, realizing that if you lose something, it'll end up over there. So it's like you waive your rights to full treatment of your property. So he said, I think it's a good finish, but he says such a finish. Now, the Mishpat HaTorah says also, even if we want to say there's no problem, Shomer Shemaser L'Shomer, we want to go with the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, but if the police are not going to be the offer, whatever you wherever you give it is not going to be treating it in the proper way, so then you have no right to give it to them. I suppose it's a Jewish bus. It's a, you know, going from a Nebrak to Yerushalayim. You're right, but you know, so in a case where they wouldn't be Miyaj. So in the case of a chasana, right? So everyone is Jewish there, and you want to give it to the band. So first of all, you have to make sure the band's Jewish. A lot of times, you know, they're playing Jewish music, but then they're not even, you know, they're not Jews. But even if they're Jews, they have to know the halachas of a Shabbos Aveda. So if you think it'll be more efficient to, and this they speak out, if you think it'll be more efficient to give it to the band person, so that's part of your hakrazi. You have a mitzvah to announce it. So here, announce it now. This we spoke out the other week, that it would be wrong for you to find something at a wedding and then, you know, take it home and a week later, you know, put it up on an ad in the newspaper. You know, if you know someone from here lost it, probably, at least. So announce it now. Now, the best option will be tell the band person that you found that diamond earrings. Anyone that lost diamond earrings should contact the band, and then the band will call you, and then you don't have to worry about it. About maybe a possible problem. But if the band is the band person in charge of the band, or the manager of the catering hall is from and knows all the rules of a Shabbos Aveda, so a good case can be said to say that here I am a Shomer Aveda. I'm giving it to someone else who will also be a Shomer Aveda. He knows what to do. He's going to be returning this as an Aveda. And we can use the Shulchan Aruch HaRav's logic that the prohibition against a Shomer giving something to another Shomer does not apply to an Aveda, because I'm doing a mitzvah and he's helping me do a mitzvah. So it would seem that that would be a good possibility. You could give it to him and he'll announce it and he has it, and you might forget about it. You might leave early without, especially if you're going out of town or you're leaving, it could be the best thing is to give it to someone that's going to be at the hall until the end of the chasana, and more chance of returning it. So it would be the right thing to do in that case. But if, of course, he's not going to keep the rules of Shabbos Aveda, and he, you know, they're going to say, you lost time ring, but these yours, so that's not going to be a proper thing to do. You have to follow the rules of Shabbos Aveda. So reviewing, we learned tonight, we had learned in the past, that you're not financially responsible for an Aveda until you actually take it into your house. If you are negligent and don't take it in, you have violated Mitzvah Sase and Mitzvah Lo Sase, but you're not financially responsible. Once you take it into your house, so now you become a Shomer, you're financially responsible for negligence. Since you, part of your Mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda includes the fact that you have to take care of it, right? You have to roll it, you have to make sure it doesn't become depreciated in value if it doesn't have to be. You have to make sure it keeps its value. That's part of your HaShavas Aveda mitzvah, once again. That's not, if you fail to do that, you're not chayiv. But once you have that mitzvah to, as HaShavas Aveda, to keep it in good shape, and if a poor person comes at that time, you won't have to give him tzedakah, you have that benefit. So there's a shayla, whether that makes you a Shomer Sachar, or whether it's, we say, since it's so unlikely, you remain a Shomer Chinam. So that's a machlokas aposkim. So therefore, if when you're watching this Aveda, you're negligent, you leave the door open and it runs away, so then for sure you have to pay if the owner comes and says it was mine and gives you the proper simanim. If it gets stolen or lost without a negligence, so then he'll have to prove to you that you're a Shomer Sacha, which you can't, then you won't have to pay. But what, like we said, you should watch it as if you're a Shomer Sacha, because he might be a Shomer Sacha. Either way, you're a Shomer, and we learned last year that there's a rule that if a Shomer gives something to another Shomer, he becomes chayiv, and it could be that it's usher to do lechachila. However, in this case, there's a good case to be said that it does not apply to watching an Aveda, because that's only over there where Reuven gave something to Shimon. He can say, I trust you, Shimon. I don't trust you to give it to Levi. And if he if it gets stolen from him, I want you to pay me anyway because I didn't trust his oath. But in the case of an Aveda, where there was no one appointed, if Hashem gave you the job, so you're doing a mitzvah, you can have a shliach do the mitzvah for you without any problem. That's what Shulchan Aruch Harav said. The Taras Aveda wanted to say the Malbim and the Nesiv disagree. We said it could be that maybe everyone would agree if you make this person as a Shomer Aveda as part of your mitzvah, so it could be that even they would agree in that case. So therefore, turning it over, once you found it, to someone who might better be able to find the owner, it might be better to a person to hold it, so it'll depend. To give it to someone that would not be keeping the mitzvahs of Shabbos Aveda properly, or police, or people that don't know the mitzvahs, even as a lost and found, so that would seem a wrong thing to do, unless you hold of this case, if you know, people go in a certain circumstance, and they know that's where it goes, so they waive their right to Shmiras Aveda. But if you give it to someone who's going to do the mitzvahs of Hashavas Veda properly, and they'll do it even better than you, especially if you're leaving town, the halach is, if you're a regular shaman, you give it to a besin or someone who's naman. So over here, it would seem that it would be a right thing to do to give it to the owner of the band. If you're sure you'll be there and it's no problem, so you don't want to avoid a problem, just tell him that you have it and you hold it. But it would seem that if he's going to keep the mitzvahs, you give it to him and you give it to him and let him take care of him then on, and you fulfilled your duty in that way.